819 WEOL. It is August 9th, and the reason why I say that particular date is we all know that on August 1st at 12:01 a.m., the back-to-school barrage starts. Well, okay, now we technically are getting a little bit closer to back-to-school. On the line, we have Andrea Smith. She is a tech expert, tech journalist, and we're going to talk about some hints for parents and for kids for going back to school. Andrea, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how does a tech expert and tech journalist end up talking to a guy on the radio about back-to-school stuff?
Well, it's very easy because I was on the radio for a very long time, and I love talking about technology. So tech ties in completely to back-to-school because, you know, a lot of parents are using technology for peace of mind while they're at work or away and their kids are home. So it's a great time to think about tech.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about some of your expertise in the world of back to school. Kick us off here.
Well, so some of the things that you really want to think about as a parent is just making sure your kids are safe and secure and you know where they are without being a helicopter parent, so you can start right with your front door. Ring video doorbells give parents peace of mind. They can see who's at the door. It gets you get an alert to motion when the kids are home alone. And now the latest video doorbell from Ring, the DoorView Cam, is made for people who live in condos or rentals that don't let you make changes to the outside of the home. This is super easy to install. It just replaces the peephole in your door. It runs on rechargeable batteries, and it's got a new feature, an impact sensor, so it alerts you when someone's knocking on your door. This is great for the home. This is great for the dorm room. For people who move around a lot, you can take it from place to place.
You know, this is not like the old days when you heard somebody knock at the door and you would kind of like sneak behind the furniture to kind of, yeah. See, you know what I'm talking about here. Oh, geez. You know, and what's really bad is if you have a window and you're already there, you got to kind of dunk down. So, you know, so how important is this, do you think? Because you talked about peace of mind. Are more and more parents concerned about this?
So many parents are concerned about it. You know, that's why you see kids getting smartphones at such a young age. It's not necessarily for the kid. It's for the parents. They want to know everything's okay. They want to know their kids are safe. One of the things I love about these devices is that they let you know when your doorbell has been used, when your front door has been used. For instance, if your kids forget the keys, which we know how many times that happens, the Schlage Encode Smart Wi-Fi deadbolt can let them in the door. It's a smart lock. It's got built-in Wi-Fi. So with the Schlage Home app or Key by Amazon, you can access this from anywhere. You can be in the studio. Your kid can text you and say, hey, I'm locked out. And you can press a button and unlock that front door for them. It's compatible with the Ring video doorbells and cameras. One of the features I love about this is you can make up to 100 unique access codes. So you could give a code to the babysitter, the housekeeper, a trusted worker, and then you get notified on your phone when that code's been used. So you can see who's coming and going right through your front door.
Talking to Andrea Smith this morning, she is a tech expert, tech journalist. We're talking about some technical ways we can make the whole back-to-school experience a little bit easier. Did I understand you correctly that if a kid forgets his house key, we now have an app that can not only enable them to open up the door when they find themselves at home without the key, or you as the parent can remotely do it? I did hear you correctly, did I not?
You did. You did. In fact, I do it myself. You can actually, wherever you are, I've had somebody text me and say, okay, I'm gone, and you can just use the app and hit the button and lock your front door from wherever you are.
This saves those trip of the parents driving home with the key swearing all the way home. I told him to put it in his pocket. This is the last time he's leaving the house. Now, are these things easy to work? Because, you know, technology is great. But, you know, if it's more complicated to figure out than it's worth, you know what I mean?
It's so easy to use, I have to say. It's, you know, it's just a matter. The app always walks you through installation. I'm not going to lie. I actually installed my Ring video doorbell myself on my front door. Very pleased with myself. It's very easy. And if you can navigate your smartphone, you can use one of these apps. You know, and people get very worried. It's a good point. They get worried, can I use all this? So they're a little bit, you know, nervous about getting this technology for the house. But, you know, your kids are home. You want to make sure they're comfortable, right? You want to make sure they're not blasting the heat or blasting the air conditioning. When you're not there, you can get the Honeywell Home T9 Smart Thermostat. So this has room sensors with intelligent motion detection. And what that means is instead of just reading that thermostat that's in the hallway and blasting the whole house with the same temperature, it actually knows what rooms of the house the kids are in, whether they're in the kitchen, the dining room, the playroom, and it sends the right temperature to the right room at the right time. So this is so easy because you don't have to heat or cool the whole house, just the room that you're in. And when no one's home, it knows that too, so it can adjust itself and save money.
Now, another thing that you talk about when it comes to the back-to-school issues is the kids' health. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you want to make sure, you know, they're getting snacks and they're eating junk and are they exercising? I mean, more and more people are really on top of their health. They want to know that they're putting the right things in their body. I would start with the family scale. The Withings Body Plus is a Wi-Fi connected smart scale. This keeps track of not just weight, body fat that you're used to, but also water percentage, muscle mass, bone mass, so you can be aware of any changes in body composition. It's kind of like an early warning. The Withings HealthMate app syncs the data with up to 8 users. It's got coaching tips to help you meet your health goals. So this is a really easy way to stay on top of the whole family's health, not just the kids, but you can watch your weight, you know, see if you're building muscle at the gym. So it's easy. And again, you use the app to see everything. Makes it very, very easy.
Please tell me that I'm not the only guy who had no clue that any of this existed, unless it all just happened overnight. Because last night when I went to bed, I never heard of any of this stuff.
Well, you see the common component here, right? All of them have Wi-Fi. And so all of these smart devices are starting to talk to each other and talk to us and give us the information we need to either be safe, secure, stay on top of our health. But then without that Wi-Fi, you have to also remember to do the things you normally do. United Healthcare wants to remind parents, schedule the annual doctor visits with the kids. You don't need Wi-Fi for this. Pick up the phone, call the doctor, make that back-to-school checkup, get a dental cleaning, visit the eye doctor, too. Vision issues may affect your child's learning. You know, with so much time spent in front of computer screens, digital eye strain could become an issue. So you could learn about blue light blocking glasses and other ways to limit that potentially harmful light. And, of course, you also want to check with your healthcare provider about any required immunizations in your area.
So what's it like at your house? Like when your kids bring some of their friends over who aren't as tech savvy as you, are they like, whoa, man, your mom, she's like totally connected?
Well, I am the fix-it person. I will change a hard drive and fix the Wi-Fi, but they also know that they're under complete surveillance in my home, so there's no monkey business going on.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, where can we go to find out more about some of these things you've been talking about? Because, you know, there's folks who are going to go, you know what, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and they're all so cool. You got to check them out. You can visit dailylounge.com and get more information on all of these.
You know, I'm not sure how old you are, but you know, my partner here on the show, Craig Adams, we were talking about how back to school is just so different now. They have orientations now, they have locker tryouts now, they have all these things. At least when we were going to school, Craig and I, we just showed up on the first day, we looked on the list, and we went into class. So it's not like it used to be.
That's true. You had no idea where you were going. You just followed the crowd.
And look
so
at where we are.
Very different.
Give us that website one more time.
Dailylounge.com.
All right, Andrea Smith, thank you so much for sharing your insights here.
Thank you.
You take care.